You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne has had his share of vices, but kicking the nicotine habit once and for all, that was a momentous achievement. And if it was up to him, nicotine products of all stripes would be banned.
And a very good morning to you all. Do you know, I used to smoke. Oh God, I loved smoking. I couldn't get enough of the fags. You see, the slang word at home for cigarettes in Ireland is fags. Oh, yep. I haven't touched a fag myself now in over 10 years. Nowadays, I go for a run every other day. I try to watch what I eat and I try to cut back on the booze. My body is my temple, which is just as well, because for about 20 years, my body was my nightclub. I don't envy people who are trying to quit smoking, because it's really tough. Because nicotine is an incredibly addictive drug. And when you quit, it's not like you've suddenly decided to, like, stop eating ice cream. No, when you quit, it's like a massive shock to your system. It's like halving your calorie intake for the day. Huh? Imagine having your average plate of food for breakfast, lunch or dinner, and now suddenly you have to throw away half of that food and you can't replace it with any snacks. Huh? It can be really, really tough for somebody to quit. Which brings me to the subject of vaping. Vaping is that thing, you know, the smoking of those fake electronic cigarettes. You know the ones, they look like pens? It looks like somebody is sucking on a pen and then just blowing out steam. I read recently where they banned all of this vaping at home in Ireland on the public transport system. So I went online to check with the TSA. I couldn't find anything conclusive, mind you. Some blogs were saying that vaping on commercial airlines is prohibited, which presumably means it's okay if you have your own private jet. Huh, thank God for that. It does raise the question, though, of whether or not vaping should be considered to be the same as smoking. Now, personally, I see vaping as just a replacement addiction, and I feel the same way I do about it as I would about chewing tobacco or smoking. These products, I think they should be banned. I know, I'm coming across all kind of nanny state now, but really, there is no upside to nicotine. It's one of these few occasions when I can get very kind of dictatorial. Look, if I were the benign dictator, because I wouldn't like to be a nasty dictator, you understand, I would ban all nicotine products completely. I'm all about my civil liberties. Yeah, well, what about the medical costs that the rest of us have to help fund because of your smoking or dipping? Your civil liberties are not as important in this case, I think, as your civic responsibilities. I mean, at least with alcohol, it greases the wheels of social interaction. And yes, of course, I'm fully aware of the dangers of alcohol as well. My father was an alcoholic. It was the drink that killed him. He was run over by a Guinness truck. So if you're out there and if you're trying to get off the fags, well, good luck to you. I really feel for you, brother or sister. I really, really do. But this vaping malarkey, well, I don't know. I think you're just replacing one addiction with another. I will grant you this, however. I don't know if the onus is on you to prove that vaping is actually quite safe. Or is it on me to prove that vaping is toxic? That's one for us to ponder today, I suppose. Have a lovely week. And I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye now.
That was Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches a class called Ireland, Here We Come, and takes people on a trip around Ireland every year. He also teaches a class called Scotland, Highlands, Islands, and Glens, and is conducting a tour of Scotland in the summer of 2014. You can contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org.